Welcome to another episode of Ballad of the Windfish on recboradio.org. That track you heard there was, of course, some more Zoc, and it was Advance Bonus from his new album, Zoc Plays 3, which is a tribute to Super Mario World, or Super Mario 3. And right now, we still have some leftovers from Halloween. OC Remix just released a new album called, of course, Castlevania, Sonata of the Damned, and this is a 7-track album by Joshua Morse. You might know him from Bad Dudes. He's done some remixes for Crumtorious and Castlevania Symphony of the Night remixes and so forth. Anyway, this is the first track off the album, which you can grab at sotd.ocremix.org, and this is a remix of Vampire Killer, and it's entitled Vampire Snap. That track you heard there was Sexy Supervillain by Jaylin, or Fanatical as she's going now, but probably will be going by something else in the next couple days or something, because she likes to change her name a lot. Anyway, that was from the Rhyme Torrents Volume 4 Halloween album, which you can download right now over at rhymetorrents.org with almost 20 other tracks, all Halloween influenced, of course. And they're still pretty awesome, even if we are in November now. And speaking of new releases, we also have something new from Al Power. He used to go by Lawrence Power, and he has just released something new on Pterodactyl Squad. So if you go to tesquad.com, P-T-E-S-Q-U-A-D.com, you can download his new album, Aminon. And this is one of the tracks from it. It's called Speedway at Night.
the source of your obsession when you stop me in the hallway to regale me with its virtues. When contrasted to another show, you say it's kind of like it.
Dude, I don't know what you're speaking of.
I'm only here to try to fuck this chick. So you've canonized some shit that didn't happen in the series. That's some fucked up shit.
I think you need to take an English course.
And if you'd step aside, I really would appreciate that, bro. Cause I don't wanna have to take another shower before lunch.
Battlestar Galactica. Is that a spaceship? And what's this shortbread dipped in fudge?
I see a sign that tells me someone's giving out free hugs. It makes me wonder who is charging, where they are, and what the going rate is. And in the ballroom, they're all watching AMVs. I wonder, what are AMVs? Is that a code word for a self-help seminar? If there's a bar in this hotel, is someone interested in going? And if not, is someone interested in leaving this hotel? These girls in cat ears can't be over 21. If they were over 21, they would be drinking and not wearing cat ears.
Battlestar Galactica. Okay, it's a spaceship, but what's this shortbread dipped in fudge? You seem to like it.
What's a Pikachu? Why Inuyasha? Inuyasha. What's why are her eyes so big? What's with the they're wobbly and they little like she's gonna cry? Is she gonna cry? Is that a tattoo? It's like a magic tattoo. It's like a it turns her into like with she.
Battlestar Galactica. It's a big freaking spaceship. But what's this shortbread dipped in fudge? You all really like it. Battlestar Galactica. Okay, it's a spaceship. But what's this shortbread dipped in fudge?
Welcome back. That song you just heard there was by Shale Riley and Jiggin' John T, who for this one song went by the name Teen Taking a Year Off to Travel, and that track was called Pros and Cons, which was from one of the Sauce competitions, and that one was a double dash one where two people had to work together to create one awesome song, and looks like Shale and Jiggin' John T accomplished that mission. Now from there, we got some new Phlogiston, and this is from his game Ping Pong with the self-titled track Ping Pong. Welcome back. That awesome track there was Out on the Floor, and that's off of Pixel Hate's brand new album called Pixel Hate and the Revolution. That is the fourth or fifth track. Anyway, if you go to Pixel Hate, that's pixelh8.co.uk, you can order his brand new album for digital download, and soon he'll be releasing some awesome bonus tracks as well, so head over there and grab that album because it is phenomenal. I'll be posting my own review of it hopefully soon. Anyway, from there we're going to get into one that Marcos from RhythmRoo.com requested last week, but sadly I didn't get to play, and now that I am playing it, he's not even around, but I guess he'll catch it on the archive version. Anyway, this is Yusuke Yasui, and this is Fine Day off of the Mamoru is Cursed Shoot 'em Up soundtrack from Japan. Enjoy. welcome back. That track there was by Lunatic Gate, and it was the Battle 2 track from Final Fantasy 4, and that is another doujin release that I was able to get a hold of, and it was from their album Excalibur. From there, we're going to get into some more Japanese-released albums. This is going to be a block from the Square Wave Surfers album, which is a compilation of catchy remixes of old-school pop songs. And this one is by Holly, and this is Surfing USA featuring the Surf Robot Quartet.
Baby.
welcome back. That second track there was also from the Square Wave Surfers album, and that was Gwem with his Summer in the City, Summer in the Ditch remix. Those two tracks, along with a ton of other awesome remixes, are on that album, and definitely check it out if you can hunt it down. From there, we're going to get into some older but still awesome chiptunes. This one is Multi Pharaohs, and this is from his album Medical, or this is from the Pterodactyl Squad album, which was released a couple months ago. This is the Pterodactyl Squad compilation, and this is his track Medical Advice. welcome back. You just heard Tamat, and that was his track Soy Sauce on Geese from the game Fatal Fury Special. And that was off another Japanese doujin album I have. From there, we're going to get into a pretty popular Japanese album that was just released, Chiptuned Rockman. This is the opening track on there. It's by Chibi Tech, and it's called Kaze yo Tsutelete or something. I don't know. I'm not Japanese. Anyway, it's a great track. Enjoy.
Mis ventas, un vaquero de computadora, chale, mensaje correo, ¿cuál es tu problema con mi página? Verdad, I'm the number one spammer, hombre, so bad, ain't a care on the internet, send a spam bilingual and make it a jingle, but if you can beat my style, it's 15 points for the fair worthwhile, game in the 9-9 proper. Rainbow table, they call Cindy Lauper. Ain't a hash in my path, not crack. Ray keep my data array intact. They donned the heiress. Trichomes in a spaceship, save like Ferris. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero. Soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas, todas mis ventas. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero. Soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas, todas mis ventas. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero. Soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas, todas mis ventas. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero. Soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas, todas mis ventas. Me gusta el juego, no me gustan los sueños sin mis amigos. Me gusta fumar marihuana, me gusta escuchar mi ruca Madonna. ¿Quién es? I'm rude of these internets. Get rich, fat cat in a throwback jersey, worthy of your praise for Dan. My rhyme scheme plays like Billy Mays. Loud in your face, loud in your cara. Me gusta tocar la guitarra. On YouTube, you're welcome, de nada. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero. Soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas, todas mis ventas. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero. Soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas, todas mis ventas. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero. Soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas, todas mis ventas. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero. Soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas.
Welcome back. That track there was Gato's Theme, and that was from Whitey Cracker from his newest album called Chrono Nurga. And that album was completely recorded in only 24 hours. If you head over to whiteycracker.com, you can download it for free, of course. And now we're going to get into some more nerdcore. This is a bit Halloween-inspired as well. This is from Neely and DJ Dig Dug's new EP called In Transylvania. And this is their track, My Zombie Girlfriend, featuring Lakeside.
Her body full of life, although she breathed her last breath. I try to find my feelings, try to keep them inside, but I think the love we share is the only thing keeping her alive. And I don't wanna find what life is like to be by myself. And I don't wanna try to find a way to love someone else. And I'm too afraid to let her put her lips on my neck. She loves the taste of flesh, in fact she's killing for it. Because she knows I love my zombie girlfriend. Like somebody has painted a till. She killed my DJ. This isn't for real. Keep from throwing up. I put my hands in my eyes while my best friend screams and gets dismemberized. But I don't care, as long as that my girl is content. She doesn't need rings, just the fingers they fit. When she died, there was so much that I missed. And now I'm getting kisses from her bloody lips.
Don't be alarmed, I'm coming out of the ground 6 feet, and when I get a boy, I'm taking you down. Yeah, I know I look crazy, but you look tasty. The worms inside my nose are getting a little bit hasty, but that's okay, see. I'll pull them all out, put them all over your body, then I'll eat them all off. You know, I'll be licking the blood you be dripping. Later on, the end of night, you'll have to call me your vixen. I'll have you off, telling me on my face you be pissing.
Thank you.
Welcome back. That track you heard there was Zuitra. I don't know how he fits a W into that area of his name. Anyway, that was Of Sea and Fire, Bonds of Sea and Fire, from the new Xenogears album from OC Remix. You could grab the whole two discs free, of course, at xenogears.ocremix.org. And from there, we're going to get into a new track by Sasquatch, which I just had to play because of the name. And it's called We Are High Speed, Nerd Buddy in This Bitch Get Chipsy. Enjoy.
Loaded and cocked, My deagle sends a round through the scope on your op. Big guns, small arms, doesn't even matter yet. You're the type to jump crowds, hide in the cabinets. Just tell them now, they better hit the ground. All you hear is when the office dust Aztec the lounge. All I hear is so the terrorists get in the message now. All you hear is dual core, man, we're the best in town. All I hear is add six kills, only pulled five shots with an aimbot cop by cop from my guy. Back's about 3 months back on these streets, so blast on the maps and start with DE. Kids wanna cry about even teams, plus the first dust really cheats the tease. My single pump shotty's on all night spree. Time to plant, meet me at bomb site B. They better hit the ground. All you hear is from the office dust Aztec the lounge. All I hear is so the terrorists get in the message now. All you hear is dual core, man, we're the best in town. All I hear is back to the business with ill intentions. Gotta give out props for the physics engine. Blame on the forums to see if you heard or not. They messed up something, blame it on Turtle Rock. I don't play Italy, there's too much crime there. The T's camp apartments like owning timeshares. Bomb on Congo, dust to dawn. Spray pool day, love custom mods. Pick up a 90 a night for slicing, but won't pay the dynamic weapons pricing. Eagle and Scout, that's my forte. You rush B, I'll flank short A. Screw dust crew, what you want trouble for? Get flashed in the tunnel, snipe through the double doors. 2600, 74 defeats. The number of people I killed with dual leaps. Do the math. Better hit the ground. All you hear is when the office dust Aztec the lounge. All I hear is so the terrorists get in the message now. All you hear is dual core, man, we're the best in town. All I hear is
back. That track there was Dual Core, and that was from their first album, 01, and it was called Hostage Down, which is of course about Counter-Strike, if you weren't paying attention to the lyrics. Anyway, from there we got some more Nerdcore. This one is between Random, aka Megaran, and Mother Pluckin' B. This is from Megaran's album Megaran 9, and this is Jewel Man.
I used to work in a diamond mine. I couldn't going on fiercely. For the next 3 minutes, the competitors waged war, firing shots back and forth. Eventually, Mega Ran equips the black hole bomb, and Jewel Man is eventually, grudgingly, defeated.
welcome back. That second track there was Pixel Hate, and that was You Were Born to Save the World. And with that soundtrack, you probably could. That is also from his new album, Pixel Hate and the Revolution, which I will demand you go to pixelhate.co.uk and download now, because every track is just as awesome as that one. Now it's time to get into the requisite Mother Earthbound music now, because I'm still obsessed with that game and love talking about it. I actually reviewed the album Bound Together. If you head over to thestartscreen.com, you can read my short review of the awesome album that came out in 2006. This is one of the tracks I talked about in it. This is Ale Scene, and this is Joe Cam Stole My Bike. Welcome back. That epic track there was Shogo Sakai, and that's Natural Killer Cyborg from the Mother 3 original soundtrack. I had to go and find a sound rip of that from a local torrent site. Because the album was never released on CD, probably because it has about 250 songs on it, which is an insane amount, even for an RPG. And they're all awesome songs, too. From there, we're going to get into some more of that Japanese doujin stuff. This is Magical Trick Society, and this track is from Final Fantasy V, and it's Death Battle at the Big Bridge. We'll be right back. Welcome back. That track there was Ice Climbers by The Plasmas, and that was from his one of his older albums. And he is from Brazil. He makes a lot of great tracks, all awesome, epic video game remixes set in a metal style. And he also has a lot of really long, awesome medleys. I'll probably be playing the Mario one next Thursday, because that song is about 11 minutes long and covers probably over 10 different Mario tracks throughout the entire video game series. Anyway, from there we're going to get into some lo-fi stuff. This is another classic tune. This is Temp Sound Solutions with Super Mario Land.
Absurd. And you motherfuckers upstairs, remember, headbanging like it's goddamn 1980 motherfucking fire. You understand me? Old school, baby.
Back then it was just an idea that I had, that I'd make something closely resembling a pad, make a list of everything I need, and go to Home Depot, even though the checker girl called me nuts. What does she know? I've got an El Camino full of snippets. Do you think good help comes cheap these days? They work for frog corn, don't go to the bathroom, and it's fun seeing if I can throw a Skittle in the face. Oh yeah, put 17 floors on the ceiling. If you're committed to design, then it's the right thing to do. Nobody questions a madman in his own commode. I've got illusions of grandeur, and I'm seeing it through. Just keep your shoes on your feet, put your feet on the table. The trick is finding the table. The Winchester man just got nothing on this place. We got the Wendy's, break up all the cable. Hey, you can find the top, that's what I tell them. Yeah, I'll think I'm insane in the cerebellum. Well, how many people have made it to the top? Shit, if you can find it, tell me when you find it. People who die were just for housewives, smoke crack. The Mayan towers what the people point the finger at. If you can find a tower taller than the Himalayas, let me know. If you can find it, tell me when you find it.
There's an old wise tale people seem to go by. People love this story, I don't know why. Apparently I needed a wife, I guess I was lonely. Grabbed the first one I saw, not my type. This one's just bony, but I didn't care. I took her and bolted. At that point, my friends revolted. A group of Geraldo, a turtle, Stay Puft and Pinocchio went through my tower like a shower to a Tokyo. These idiots kicked the crap out of my receptionist. Decided to steal my chain charm for the hell of it. To get to the top and kick my ass. Do you think that I'd really allow that? No, what really happened is the chump went home to the third floor. No bark, no bite, no war. They made it into a game about some giant sword.
Welcome back. That track was My Parents' Favorite Music, and it was Find the Top from Super Mario RPG, which was Booster's Tower music. And that track is both on My Parents' Favorite Music's new album, Testing the Waters, as well as the Game Music for All compilation, Heavy Tuba is Ready to Launch, which you can find on GameMusicForAll.com, of course. From there, we got one from 1UP Studios. This is Dale North and Mustin, and this might be one of my favorite tracks ever made. This is Bubbles Decision. Enjoy.
No, man. No, they didn't post it. No, they said it wasn't long enough and that it wasn't very good. Yeah, I don't know. Well, you know, whatever they say goes. So if they don't like it, they don't post it. No, I hear that VG Mix.
Closer to the spine. Yes, and you mentioned better. There's no fast, hot, fast.
Welcome back. That second track was Seal of Quality, and that was Impossible, which is off of the Three-Way Split album that came to us via Pterodactyl Squad a couple months ago, and it includes Seal of Quality, as well as La Home Manente, as well as Arcade Coma, three amazing musicians that have totally different chiptune styles, so it's definitely worth checking out that album. From there, we got some more Mustin. This is Alesine versus Mustin, and this is from FF4. It's Umatsu-san, Just Wanna Have Fun.
understand.
Dodgeball.
You gotta know what a crumpet is to understand.
Dodgeball.
That track there was Danimal Cannon of the Bad Dudes, and this is Maybe We Should Stick to Football, the England theme from Super Dodgeball on the NES. You could download it if you head over to baddudesmusic.com with a bunch of other awesome tracks from some great remixers. One of them is Joshua Morris, who also did that Castlevania album I spoke of earlier. This is another track from there. It's from Castlevania Portrait of Ruin, and this song is called Fear of Haze. Welcome Back. That track there was a classic Spamtron song. It was Chrono Tripper, which you can find on several of his albums. One of them is over at Crunchy Co. Records at crunchyco.com, and the other is over at Pterodactyl Squad on his Triple Screen release, and it is ptesquad.com for Pterodactyl Squad. From there, we're going to get into the Pokemon. This one was requested by Nario, possibly because he is in it. This track includes Howlman, Omnideath, and Nario, and it's called the Poke Medley. Enjoy.
Jigglypuff,
I found a way out. What the? Ow! Ow! Stop fucking hitting me! Stop! Ow! Ow! Ow!
welcome back. That track was by the sadly broken up Adventures of Dwayne and Brando, and that was Battletoads off of their EP of Doom. I believe you can still grab that one for free off of myspace.com/TheAdventuresOfDwayneAndBrando if you want to type all that in. That one was requested by Axtus of MediaRadio.com. You can listen to his show on Sundays, both on RHMORadio.org as well as his own website. This one, it was also requested, and this is the One Ups, and this is Katamari Taino from Katamari Soundtrack, and this is off of the One Ups Volume 1. And that track there brings us to the end of our show. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Clamitridon, I think, was listening, although he didn't get in the chat, but he did post on the shiz about it. Also, everyone in the chat, Axtus of MediaRadio.com, Nario, who did that awesome remix, you could grab off of Dwelling of Duels at dod.vgmix.com. Also, Chibima, who helps out on GM Frey and LettersVersusNumbers.net. Marcos of RhythmRoom.com, JMR, anyone else that was in there? I think that was everyone, I hope. And, well, we're going to end with end credits Game Over music from Zoc, of course. This one, though, is from his track What's Pink and Sucks. Everyone, I'll see you all on Thursday, and have a great rest of the day.
Yeah.